When Sarah Ziff was 14, she was stopped on the street and asked if she was a model. That's like every girl's dream, I think. By 18, she traded college to travel the world doing high-end photo shoots and fashion shows. And now filmmaker Ola Shell has teamed up with Sarah to make a film of her life as a model and expose the unseen side of high fashion. It's not all glamour, is it? It's called Picture Me, and it's playing through September 23rd at the Angelica Film Center. And I'm pleased to bring Ola Shell and Sarah Ziff to the Leonard Lopate Show today. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
All right. How did this film come to be? You guys were or are an item?
We were an item for many years.
Let's get the awkward question out of the way, right? We're at the time. We'll get into this a little bit later. So sure. you were together, and you as a film student,
right,
and as a model, instant project, right?
That's right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd just come out of film school at NYU maybe a year earlier. And I met Sarah, and we started dating, and I started following her around with a video camera that I just went everywhere
with. Being
a video
film school guy, what else do you do? Right?
She was just starting her career, and we were both very young, and it started off very innocently. I would follow her to her castings and photo shoots. It was just exciting and really just fun and innocent, really, kind of home video footage.
So it really wasn't necessarily going to be a documentary.
It was not at first going to be a documentary, no. But then we looked back at this footage. We had, like, you know, couple hundred hours of home video footage, and we looked back at it and actually showed my father, who's a journalist. Actually, my father's been on this very show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he thought that there was a real story there, and so he urged Sarah and I to turn it into a film. So we went through all this very intimate home video footage that you could really only have if you were in a relationship. You know, you couldn't have like a BBC crew or something following around a girl. I don't think she would open up in the same way.
Yes.
So we
kind of takes the real world to another level, doesn't it? Yeah.
We took that footage and then started doing interviews with other friends of Sarah's, other models, other fashion designers and photographers in the industry, and started to cut a film out of it. And then we gave a camera actually to Sarah as well and to some of her friends, and they started filming their lives as well, keeping video diaries about their lives. So they started telling stories in a very unfiltered way, speaking directly into the camera with nobody even else in the room.
All right, so Sarah, that's how it all came to be. Did you embrace this right away, or were you like, I'm trying to just do my thing here. I don't need a camera dogging me everywhere I go.
Well, when Ola and I first started shooting this film, we had no intention of making a film, as Ola said. And
so it crept in then, this idea.
It did. And I definitely wasn't sure how I felt about exposing so much of my personal life and personal sort of intimate moments that Ola and I had. I was a little bit nervous to speak out about, you know, some of the things that people don't really see goes on behind the scenes in the industry. Everyone sees this sort of glossy veneer and the finished product, and not too many people get to see kind of what goes on behind the scenes.
Well, of course, you were thinking of an exit strategy as you were doing this. I suspect if you had stayed in modeling, you probably would have been less inclined to do this or not? Would you have let the documentary go and let the chips fall?
I'd like to be clear that this isn't sort of a condemnation of the industry, and in many ways I enjoyed working as a model. You know, you meet a lot of kind of fun, creative types. I think some people in the business do abuse their power, you know. And there is a real power structure in place because most models are very young, children.
Too young.
14, 15, 16. And I think the industry gets a lot of kind of superficial criticism. People will just look and say, models are so thin and, you know, they must all be anorexic. And they're not kind of looking beneath the surface. They're not asking questions like, how old are these girls? A lot of them are naturally gangly, very young children, you know.
And there's not a lot of adult or parental supervision in all this, amazingly. 16-year-olds are kind of on their own.
Right. The industry, it's like the Wild West. There are no regulations. And when you have a labor force of children working in often very adult situations, I think it's really crazy that there are no regulations in place.
Yeah. Ola, there aren't many models who would be accused of being camera shy, and I assume that Sarah is among them. But you were everywhere, And I assume that people didn't want your cameras necessarily in every place. How did it go? How did you obtain the kind of access you got?
Yeah, I mean, sort of stole access a lot of the times. You know, they like Sarah said, people don't always want to pull back the veneer on the industry. It's all about the final image, the final advertising image, or the final image of a girl on a runway. You know, they spend millions of dollars to produce these images.
Right. So pay no attention to those people behind the
exactly.
curtain,
exactly.
Right?
It's like the Wizard of Oz. You know, you don't actually want to see what's going on back there. So, you know, we did our best. Sarah would sort of sneak me in behind her into the shows, and I would just sort of blend in with the other cameramen, and we would do our thing. I was thrown out in spectacular fashion a few times. There's a sort of notorious time when we were at this guy Mr. Chow's house, as a famous restaurateur in Los Angeles, and he's very wealthy, and he flew in a bunch of models to do a private Gucci show for, like, all the A-listers in Hollywood. And I was minding my own business, filming, trying to get some B-roll, whatever. And I was all of a sudden met by several armed guards with, like, guns prominently displayed and billy clubs and stuff. And they took me into,
I don't remember that in the movie.
It didn't make it in. There's a reason why it didn't make it in is because they took me to, like, a holding cell or room downstairs and confiscated my camera and our footage and whatnot.
Wow.
So, yeah, that kind of stuff happened. But then there was other people who were willing to talk. Like, a lot of Sarah's friends were, you know, great, wonderful, intelligent girls who have, you know, issues with the industry.
Everyone calls them. I should butt in. Everyone calls them girls. They're. I feel like that can be a little trivializing because, you know.
But some of them are girls.
Some of them are girls. But the term that's used in the business is girls. Whether you're 30 years old or you're 16,
yeah, that's true. They call them all girls. That's sort of the term, and the girls call each other girls, for what it's worth.
Right. Right. Well, so the movie begins. You are at the age when all your friends are going to college, and you come from a family. Your father's a professor. Your mother's a lawyer.
She was.
But education is an important part of your life, right? So this was the crossroads right there, and you had this happenstance where you come be a model, and all of a sudden there's dollar signs. And it made me think about the choices that athletes have to make, right?
Good comparison.
Because you got to run with it while you can. And what was going through your mind at that point?
In hindsight, I realized that I saw my youth as this precious commodity. You know, I knew that I had this short window of time when I could really cash in. And it was, you know, a really fantastic opportunity to possibly set myself up for life. And I, you know, come from an academic background where, you know, education is really valued. And certainly fashion and modeling is not. And so it was I don't think maybe we should have spoken to that more in the film. But, you know, it was a real struggle for me and, you know, my parents to take that path.
But then those checks start coming in. You know, there's these great scenes where you're holding that $120,000, whatever it is, check.
Right.
And, of course, you're blasé about the 120K. I love that. I'm thinking, boy, she really has been put through the mill here.
Well, I mean, I think that most people who see this film, just to be totally honest, will probably see me making money and say, what on earth does this girl have to complain about?
Yeah.
You know? And some people have reacted to the film that way. Yeah. The thing is that, you know, just because you are in, you know, what some people would say a privileged situation, you know, you're young and people say that you're pretty and, you know, you come from a, you know, a good family or whatever. Like, that doesn't mean that this abuse should be allowed.
Right.
And I feel like I'm sort of lucky to, you know, be in a position where I can speak out. And if the industry, you know, doesn't love me for speaking to these issues, then whatever. I'm not the one who's sending money home to, like, my parents in Belarus, like some of these other girls are who can't talk about these problems.
To add some context to it, I think what Sarah's talking about is when these young girls come from Eastern Europe oftentimes, and they come from poverty or very humble beginnings. And we've talked about this often. You know, they come and they're brought over to Paris or Milan or New York at 14 or 15 and 16 and thrown into this whirlwind of high fashion. It's a very adult situation, you know, and they're not mature enough to make decisions that
it's a volatile mix of money and power and young and naive people who are essentially indentured servants. We're talking with Ola Shell and model Sarah Ziff. The movie is Picture Me, and it's at the Angelica Film Center. And you guys are going to be there tonight for the showing. So, you know, this is just to prime you for some of the questions.
Yeah. Right, great. Getting
let's talk about, you know, some of the more difficult subject matter here is the photographers who take advantage of these women, girls they would call them. But you know, when you have a 40-something photographer or older who is hitting on a 16-year-old or maybe younger, that's illegal most places, right? I mean, how often does that happen?
Well, most people in the industry I've found are very professional, but there are some people who abuse their power. And, you know, the thing that really disturbs me is that it's well known in the industry who those people are, but people tend to turn a blind eye. You know,
boys will be boys. Is that it? Or is it just, you know, not rock the boat. Everything's, you know, running smoothly here.
Well, I mean, when you work in high fashion as a model, you know, it's not like you're doing catalog jobs for Macy's or whatever. A lot of the time it's almost seen as like a creative, collaborative, artistic project. And so you know, where people kind of feel like the rules don't apply. And so they might, you know, ask you to do nude photos and, you know.
For the sake of the project.
But, you know, it's all in the name of art.
Yeah.
You know, and but it's not like your agent is telling you in advance, you're going to be showing up at this casting and the photographer is going to try to take nude pictures of you. And that's just, you know, that in some cases it goes a lot further than that.
Yeah, I mean, there's an example of one friend of ours in the film, Senna, tells a story where in one of these diary entries that she spoke directly into the camera, she talked about going on a casting with a very well-known photographer. She didn't name his name, but she didn't know what to expect. She got there, and all of a sudden they asked her to take her clothes off. She didn't know what to expect, and there's a whole crowd of his assistants standing around, and then they started taking pictures of her with their clothes off just on the casting, and then the photographer took his clothes off, and all of a sudden you're maybe 19 years old and there's a 45-year-old man who's very powerful in the industry, and your agent has told you to go make a very good impression because this man could make or break your career, and you're very young, you know, you are in school age really at that point. And so what do? You know, you're surrounded by this environment that is sort of asking you to take your clothes off and do these kinds of sexual things. And all of a sudden it's too late and there's photographs out there.
Yeah, the photographer's naked, and what does that have to do with the art, I guess,
right.
What I'm left with when I hear those stories, and we haven't even talked about the pressure to be skinny and everything else, it seems like a very, you know, shallow, empty, ungratifying place to be. Was it that way for you? I mean, was it, or was there more to it than I'm picking up on?
Well, I would say that initially I was really thrilled to be a part
Star
of that.
Star,
and
right?
Oh, totally.
Of course, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I look at the footage of myself at 18 when I started out in this business, and I don't recognize that person. You know, I don't even like myself that much when I look at that footage. You know,
Why not?
Because I think I saw dollar signs and I just saw opportunity. And, which is, you know, not that surprising. You know, you're 18 and you get the chance to, you know, do a photo shoot for a day and get $100,000. I mean, who could say no to that? And it was in a lot of ways really fun. But then, you know, over time, that doesn't obviously last. And
are you set for life, though?
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've been able to pay for college myself and things like that.
That's nice.
Yeah,
I'm sure your parents appreciate that.
Yeah. But I think that, you know, I was lucky. I have friends in the film who talk about, you know, working and not making any money, you know.
Yeah, that's in the movie a lot.
They're working in debt to their agencies. And I think those stories need to be heard as well.
Well, if you want to hear them, head on down to the Angelica Film Festival, Film Center.
Film Center.
Center, excuse me. But it'll be a festival tonight because you'll be there. Ola Schell and Sarah Ziff will be there to roll out the movie. It's a great movie. It's a great insight into a world that you think you might know, but you really don't. Good luck with the movie. It's called Picture Me. If you want to find out details on showtimes, go to our show page at WNYC.org. Thanks again, for both of you, for coming in.
Thank you, Miles.
Thanks.